David Riley from ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
So is this something we can tackle ourselves at home with our own potions and contraptions? Or should we call a SWAT team to tackle a wasp's nest? Share your stories or your questions. 1300 222 936. Let's find out what we can do from two wasp eradication experts. We've got Miles Dunbabin Fazakerley, who's with Tasman Pest Management. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Good. And joining you is David Priddy, CEO of Sundew Solutions, who's got some products that they're developing to maybe of some use. G'day, David.
G'day, David. How's it going?
I'm good. Look, Miles, why don't we start you? You must cop a few bites in your line of work, do you?
Yeah, that's right. European wasps are such a nuisance throughout Australia. You know, they bug us when we're trying to have a good barbecue outside. And not only that, they really are quite have a negative impact on the environment and our biosecurity. So it's sort of important that we do as much as possible to sort of manage them.
And what's your impression? Are we seeing more of them in recent years? I mean, I've seen a lot of reports of them this year, but it's a bit hard to tell based on anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, I think this year specifically, we've seen a huge increase in wasp activity. And, you know, because we're such a great state for wineries down here, we're noticing they're really starting to impact a lot of the fruit that these people are growing. So we've had really good success with the Vespex lure system by Sundew Solutions to help sort of reduce the biomass that the wasps are presenting here in Tasmania. And so we can sort of implement that in the wineries, some heritage listed holes, as well as residential and commercial sites.
Miles, a lot of people are keen to take things into their own hands and might not have the budget to stretch for a pest eradication team to come by. What advice do you give to people who might have a wasp infestation at their home?
Yeah, look, I always think it's really important to sort of contact the professionals and let us sort of handle it, because you wouldn't want anyone sort of getting injured that doesn't have the proper sort of training and accreditation. But, you know, we specifically at Tasman Pest Management are sort of willing to work with people in their budgets and sort of come up with a plan that sort of suits them best, I think.
Mm. One of the suggestions that I was given for a wasp's nest at our place was to, when I discovered that fly spray does nothing, probably doesn't surprise you at all, was to actually just stuff the entry to the hole with something that the wasps can't chew through. So that was actually steel wool. So we gave that a shot, but they seemed to pretty quickly find another way in and out of the nest. Is it possible to just stuff the hole and just leave it at that?
Yeah, of course, that will definitely help. We sort of recommend that with any sort of pest prevention, from wasps to even rodents, you know, anything that people can do to sort of, identify and block any access points is always going to help sort of manage the problem on a long-term basis. So, yeah, that's really great advice doing that.
So what is the standard advice when it comes to a wasp nest then, Miles?
Well, you know, we're really encouraging for people to sort of look at having the Vespex system sort of installed around. The reason we're so sort of passionate about this product is we really focus on targeted pest control. So by implementing the dominator traps where the sort of queen gets stuck inside, it helps reduce the nest in future seasons sort of developing. And that's sort of what we recommend anyway, and I'm hoping David from Sundew here could maybe jump on and tell us a little bit of the history about how the product came about and how it's used professionally.
All right, well, we do need to be cautious not to present this as an advertisement for a particular product, but let's bring in David Pretty, CEO of Sunjuice Solutions. David, so I mean, what's been the standard approach to tackling a wasp's nest, and what do you think might be a sort of a better approach?
Thanks for that, Dave. You know, as Miles has said, we in this sort of situation with such an invasive, aggressive species as a European wasp, we recommend that consumers, homeowners, use a professional service. European wasps, because they're so aggressive, when they do attack, it's actually the sting that hurts. They have a stinger in the back end of their abdomen. And unlike a bee can sting you only once. European wasp can sting you multiple times and inject venom. The venom from the European wasp can cause anaphylactic shock, and it can cause death in people that are sensitive to stings. So we always suggest and promote getting a professional in to deal with them because of their aggressive nature. When one attacks, they release a pheromone that attracts in more of their colony members to attack, and it's not just usually one that attacks you. So, the system that we developed was, as Miles suggested, we've got a trap that was developed to catch queens, and these traps catch hundreds, thousands of queens early on in the season, and the strategy that we've developed is to reduce the biomass, the number of new queens producing nests, and it's been very successful, as Miles has attested to.
How do you lure a queen, David?
The queens during winter, they hibernate, so you get new queens that will come out from the prior season. They'll hibernate during winter, usually in stacks of timber or places where they're sheltered, and they'll come out and they're very hungry when they've come out because they've been sleeping, essentially. So they'll be looking for carbohydrates to build up their energy so that they can start to dig a hole, start a nest, and produce and lay eggs. So they'll be looking for certain food substances, and the dominator trap that Miles mentioned, we developed a Vespex lure specifically for European wasps. And we put this little lure, it's a liquid, inside the trap, and the wasps can sense, they can smell that, and they're attracted to that because they're looking for a feed before they start their building a reproductive laying of eggs. And they're lured into these bottle traps, and they can't escape, and they drown in the lure.
So you don't go after the colony itself?
No, we do. We have a two-pronged approach. So we have the dominator trap with a lure in it, which we use to catch the queens in early spring to reduce the biomass. And then Miles has been accredited to do our Vespex baiting. We have a baiting process. So we use this exact same lure that's used in the trap to lure the queens. We add a toxicant to it. We add a product called Ensnare in a small amount to it. We mix it up and it makes up a bait. And that's put out in baiting stations. And then the workers, when you have colonies, so this time of year in January and February, you'll start to see massive numbers of wasps being reported. And they will come and feed on this lure and take it back to the nest where it's distributed amongst the colony and eliminates the colony in typically 12 to 14 days.
Mm. All right. Well, It sounds really interesting, and appreciate both of you coming on and sharing a few insights on how wasps are being tackled and how we might tackle them. To both of you, thank you.
No worries. Thank you, David.
That's David Pretty there, CEO of Sunjuice Solutions, and also to Miles Dunbabin Fazakerley from Tasman Pest Management. Thank you, Miles.
Thank you so much.
On ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Well, there you go. Don't go after the colony itself. Lure out the queen.